One of the things that we have seen over the years has been, I think we can all agree that there have been some changes in the demographics of schools, especially in those areas like Birmingham, Charlotte-Mecklenburg even, where some major civil rights battles for education, access, and equality were fought. What kinds of trends are you seeing now as it relates to school demographics?
Well, we're seeing in North Carolina and really in states all across the South, we are seeing a growing and troubling trend towards resegregation, racial isolation, as well as the concentration of low-wealth students. And what we have seen, you know, probably over the last 20 years is the federal courts and the federal government has really withdrawn from pushing for and continuing to promote. And in the wake of the court's withdrawal, we really have seen school districts across the region, across the country really, but particularly poignantly across the South, return to racial and socioeconomically isolated student bodies.
So what's the impact of that trend? What difference does it make? And then who cares?
Anybody who's concerned about the quality of education that students are receiving in public schools should be concerned. Well-documented research shows that when schools lack a diverse student body, when they're segregated, they generally are less able to provide the full range of benefits that a K-12 education ought to include.
So what do we do? I mean, is the answer still in the courts as it was, you know, in the 1950s and 1960s? Or is there a need to create more parent advocates? You know, actually, when you think about it, the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth was a parent advocate because he wanted to get his kids enrolled in Phillips High School at the time. What are our options?
I think that there are avenues both in the legally and through advocacy to be pursued. Certainly on the legal front, the courts have become much less friendly to civil rights claims, and particularly civil rights claims around segregation in education. The court has continued to demand that in order to make a claim, plaintiffs have to prove intentional discrimination, which is very, very hard to do, particularly when you're challenging policies and practices of a school board, like student assignment policies. But the courts have not completely closed the window and have said that school districts can make race-conscious decisions, not decisions that specifically look at an individual student's race, but that take race generally into account when they're drawing student assignment policies, when they're drawing attendance zones, when they're deciding where to build a school or where to close a school, that the demographic impacts are something school districts can consider. The challenge for advocates, as you pointed out, is to make sure, to demand that school boards make the issue of diversity a priority.